Hagen Carr. It's Tommy Johnson Jr. Tommy, congratulations. You come back last week at Indy, last second, you DNQ. You didn't even get a chance at it, really. I mean, the car got started and then, you know, we're done, right? And you come here, and every time down the track and qualifying, it got better and better. At what point today did you realize, I think we actually have a really good chance of winning this race?
Yeah, I mean, Q1, I thought we had a pretty good chance to win this race, you know. But it did. It just, you know, it's hard to sit out that long. And these cars accelerate so fast. And to keep up and keep ahead of the car and be able to drive them. I said, you can drive them, but you got to be able to drive them good, you have to be ahead of the car. And each run, it just got more comfortable. And as the day went on, I kept getting more relaxed and more relaxed. And, I mean, by the final round, I was like, oh, okay, this is nothing to it now, you know. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. I was astonished when I threw the chutes and saw the wind light come on. I just burst out laughing because I couldn't believe it happened, you know. But I thought, you got to be kidding me. This has come a long ways in a week.
The emotions of this win as well, though. This is not only the track you won your first funny car race at, but you lost your father earlier this year. So you come here not expecting to be in a funny car really this year at this point, and you win the race on top of it.
Yeah, this has always been a special track to me. You know, come here and win your first funny car race. I said I don't want this to be the last one. You know, I want to get another shot at it again, you know. So, yeah, it was very cool, you know, and it meant a lot. I kept thinking of my dad all day, and he and I, we had our own top field team for a few years and came out here and raced for years together. So a lot of memories. I talked about them with my wife all weekend, about my dad yelling at me for scratching the truck, driving in here, you know, with all the trees. So the sport of drag racing is my whole life. You know, I've got all my memories from drag racing. So to be able to come out here today and win this thing for these guys, you know, they worked really hard to make all this happen and make adjustments and get me in there and you know, working with a new guy and, you know, learning their techniques and learning me. And Dickie said to me earlier today, he says, you drive the race car how you drive it, and we'll tune it how we tune it, and we'll come out okay. So, yeah, it's just amazing. I'm still astonished it happened.
Questions for Tommy?
Tommy, there's so many unique parts of this. You're coming in and, you know, like you said, driving for someone else and your style and their style. How did this mesh together so quickly?
It's a good car. I mean, it's a really good car, really good team, and it makes it easier for the driver to just jump in that thing. And I'd known the guys from the shop. I mean, we always interacted with each other, so I've known a lot of these guys for a long time, and so it wasn't like, you know, I didn't know anybody on the team, or so it helped a lot. And you know, one of the things that made it real easy was they ran back to the shop and grabbed the seat out of my car from last year, and they put it in, and I fit almost perfectly, you know. So. It was about as smooth a transition as you could make this whole thing happen. So and as the day goes along, it almost becomes a new normal for you. You know, and the way they warm the car up is a little different than what we did, and you know, everything is just a little bit different. So you just learn to adapt. And I told Dickie at the other end. I says, "Hey, I got to do this again. We might want to change that throttle pedal. You know, it's okay, but I think I can do a little better if we change the throttle pedal." So. You learn to adapt and deal with what you got. It's not easy, but you just do it. And to get that opportunity to do it, I mean, 2 weeks ago, sitting at home, I didn't think I'd have a trophy from this season, you know, and to come out here and get one this weekend, this race will mean a ton to me later on, yeah.
At the three, John a lot of times likes to roll in slow. You rolled in really quick. Were you trying to force a hand at the three?
No, I know his game. I've raced him enough. I knew what he was going to do, and I know he likes to roll it way in on the final. He'll stick her way in there. I'm surprised Top Bulb didn't go out as slow as the 60-foot was. I knew he was going to do that, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and stick it in here because I'm going to stick it in way in deep too, because if you're going to beat him, you got to play the game with him, you know. So I stuck it way in, and he stuck it way in, and it, fortunately, it was just enough to get the win. I know it was close, you know, because he may be old, but he's pretty good still, you know, and have to race him in the final, you know, coming back, not be driving all season, and get this opportunity to race for us in the final, that just made it even more special, you know, to race him, because, I mean, let's face it, he's the best of the class that's ever had, and to top him, to do this today, and to beat him in the final, and that was my best light of the day. It was his best light of the day. I mean, we both knew what was going to take to get it done, so yeah, I didn't play his game. I know what he does, and I tried to counter it, you know, and it worked out.
Any questions for Tommy? Congratulations, Tommy.
Cool. Thanks.
Hope to see you again.